This gospel is often read at funerals, but in reading it this week, I had a couple of questions that I want to share with you. One was, why does Jesus wait? The second is, why does he weep? Why does Jesus wait? Why does he weep? They're both really good questions, and we need to answer them. Jesus, it says four times in this gospel that Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. So Martha, who knows exactly where to find Jesus, notice she knows him so well, he has let her know where he's going to be. These are good friends. She sends word, and what does she say? The one you love is gravely ill. The one you love is ill. What does Jesus do? He waits 2 days before he begins what is a very long journey. How many of you have had a call, an emergency call from a friend or a relative? Somebody's just died, somebody's very ill. What do we do if we really love somebody? We drop everything, don't we? And we go to the person we love. If we love them. Jesus waits 2 days. He does it quite deliberately. We can't ignore this. When he finally shows up, Martha, who is nothing if not direct, she says, Lord, and we have to read between the lines a little, John invites us. She says, where were you? We thought you loved us. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. She knew he delayed. It didn't take that long to get there. But she says, even now I know that you can do anything. That's an amazing statement of faith. But she also remonstrates with the Lord. And the Lord is very perturbed by this conversation. You get the impression he did not want to wait that long, but he had to. There's a key. He had to wait. Then she sends word to Mary. Mary's always sitting on a couch in these stories, you know. She's being true to character. She's on the couch. I don't know what she's doing. She comes out. What does she say to Jesus? Lord, what took you so long? They both had the same idea. Jesus, perturbed again, says, where have you laid him? This is a very important point because when we call on the Lord, very frequently he will make us wait. This is not a story from the past. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus are stand-ins for you and I. You and I are the ones that Jesus loves. He loves you and knows you as well as he knew these people. But when we call on him in our emergencies, he does appear to wait. Sometimes he waits till the patient is dead before we feel that he's anywhere near. And we say, Lord, what took you so long? Don't you love us? Why didn't you answer our prayers? Other times, particularly if you've really blown it, you don't feel worthy of God's presence, you'll have a wonderful prayer time. God will show himself to you. He comes in strange ways. When we'd rather not have him nearby, watching something questionable at the movies, suddenly you feel the Lord's presence. Don't come now, Lord. That's when he'll be there. Or when we feel unworthy of him, he will be right there. But have a good week. You do everything right. He's nowhere to be seen. That's God. Jesus is a human being, and so he was perturbed. As God, he made them wait. God's timing is perfect. If he's making you wait, he's got a very good reason. He can raise the dead. Do not fear. What we learn from this gospel is, no matter what happens in your life and mine, Jesus remains always a friend. Only a grievous sin can throw him out, and even then, he can't wait to come back. That's very important. So Jesus comes to the tomb. He is extremely perturbed. He stands in front of the tomb and says, roll away the stone. Can you just imagine? Today he'd say, dig up the grave. We say, Lord, he's been buried 4 days. No embalming. You know what I mean? And Jesus weeps. If Jesus came to a funeral, we had a funeral yesterday, as a matter of fact, I would expect him to raise the dead. I would not be weeping if Jesus came to my funeral. Well, I wouldn't be anywhere. I'd be somewhere else. That wasn't the right thing to say. But, you know, he's going to raise the man from the dead. Why is he weeping? I heard a minister once at a funeral I attended. I was in the congregation. And he said, you cannot mourn. We are resurrected people. To mourn is to lack faith. I wanted to stand up and say, excuse me, mourning is biblical. Christ wept at his friend's funeral. The resurrection and the life wept. You have permission to weep as long as you need to. You heard it from me. Don't let anybody tell you you have to stop mourning until the time is right. But Christ is not just weeping for Lazarus. Here we have this moment. Here's the Creator. We know from St. Paul that Jesus, through him, everything was made. The Savior, the Redeemer. Almighty God is standing in front of this tomb. And as it were, in his humanity, for the first time perhaps, as a human being, Christ had a firsthand knowledge of the loss that we feel of the people we love, what it's like to lose someone in death. He wept for all of humanity standing there, having to go through these deaths, which Christ must allow us to go through. He doesn't want to. He waited till Lazarus died because we have to go through these deaths. But he wept for us. So we have to suffer, but he weeps for us while we suffer. You see, Christ gives us clues and assists us through our own suffering and death that we must go through. He stands and weeps for all of humanity. I couldn't help thinking, I try not to follow the war in Iraq because it's so depressing sometimes, but there was this bombing that for some reason I've been praying about since I heard about it a couple days ago. You know, they'll have a bomb will go off, and then when people come in to help, the second one will go off. I said, this is hell. This is satanic. It is the worst thing I've ever heard. It's as bad as Auschwitz. And I said, where are you, God? What this horrible world that we sometimes live in, it can be so wonderful. And yet you have this hell on earth, you know? And the Lord said, wait. I am waiting. But I will one day come. I am the resurrection and the life. Do not fear. So we have that tension. But we know that God weeps for us. He weeps in this world. Today our Lord continues to stand in front of the tomb. He waits and he weeps. Next Sunday will be Palm Sunday, and we will hear the Passion of the Lord. Our Lord will graphically be in front of us. His sufferings, he invites us to weep with him. This Sunday, Christ weeps for us.